like eggs. This time I just finished up eating some soft boiled eggs.
For you to get done with your breakfast there?
With it beforehand, but this morning Sally and I wanted some boiled eggs. Sally likes hers hard boiled. I like mine soft boiled, where the yolk is not completely runny, but it's really, it's like, it looks like almost a jello. It's not the hard yellow yolk in it.
I know what you're talking about there.
A glass of orange juice this morning, nice cup of coffee, a few eggs, and half a glass of low calorie milk there, 1%. And that'll top it off for breakfast.
A good breakfast. Pretty much the same one I eat, except for I'm usually got whole milk. I just can't stand the flavored water, as I call it.
Me, I used to drink whole milk, couldn't drink the other stuff, and over the years, my dietitian or doctor had me switch from whole to 2%, and I was on that for 2 or 3 years, and then I went down to 1%. And then now I can drink skim milk. But I've actually had to switch. We used to buy like the Publix or Walmart brand and the big white gallon jugs. But I'm not sure if there's something in the, it's not lactose, because I know I'm not lactose intolerant, but there's something in the milk that normally disagrees with me from that. So we switched over to Fairlife, that filtered milk. It's still the 1% or whole, either one, but it seems to agree with my system a lot better.
Problem with the Walmart milk yet, but we usually get Walmart or the Ingles brand or whatever we can get. I grew up drinking milk straight from the cow, basically, and so it took me a while to get used to whole milk.
My dad was telling me when he was a young boy, they used to go out and milk the cows and the goats, and I'm like, what? But they say goat milk is good for you, too.
I've never actually tried it. We didn't raise any goats, so I don't know much about them at all.
Hey, remember the other day when I called you and I guess my number showed up as whatever? I may call you again because it did the same thing for Sally. I didn't make any changes on this last upgrade to my phone, but apparently something got changed. But I went back and set it back, and I'll see if my caller ID shows up now.
My phone's laying down there where I can glance over and see it.
Answered. I'm just going to ring you real quick, and you can tell me yay or nay.
Race Gags, they come up with your name, Richard.
At least now I know it's working. Yeah, I don't know how it got that caller ID feature turned off.
Like star 68 or 69, whatever it is, that hides your phone number from everybody.
It's a little on-off switch that's inside the Apple software.
I guess that could be handy. I could really use that when I'm hunting my skips.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we'll have to get together and talk about that. Did you ever pursue that one company I told you about?
I haven't.
Understand that. Well, I don't know if you heard me also earlier. I'm working on my QRZ page trying to update it. And I put on the solar data on the website. I have the world clock on there. Whereas the Earth moves across, it's got that U-shaped shadow that tells you where it's light and dark at in the world. So I have that on the QRZ page. And so I'm just trying to get together. I got to work on my biography today.
Fine, as they call it. Anything with my QRZ page. And I don't know, it just don't know what to put on there.
Most people I've seen that I've read so far basically put how they first got involved in ham and what kind of radios they're running, for VHF, HF, DMR, stuff like that. And some people put photos of their rigs and their setup at the house and pictures of their antenna farm. It's going pretty good. Like this guy that I'm reading now or looking at, because I'm trying to get ideas, but he's running a ICOM 7410 with an MFJ 1984 type, and then a certain type 40 to 10 meter EF HW antenna with a coil that he made to extend the antenna up to 80 meters. And he's also running a 706 Mark IIG. So he's got a bunch of other stuff listed here, type Comet antennas, ICOM 5100A, KA3JCA.
Looked at a bunch of them, but not sat down and actually focused on trying to do anything with it. Been so many other things got my attention right now.
Well, listen, let me jump out of here real quick, because Sally's asking for some help for her office and so forth like that, and I'll get with her. I'll get with you a little bit later. KA3JCA.
Richard and 73 Sally. Y'all have a good morning, KO4HX.
Goodbye to KA3JCA and KA4JCA.